Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas.
And this is our podcast, which is called I Don't Usually Find Women Funny, But...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hello.
Hello. Let's see the difference, yeah. Different wavies.
Are you so bad?
No, it's a gas leak I'm doing.
Oh, I thought you just went
I'm cooking with ass.
I'm cooking with
ass. Sweet.
She's cooking with ass. I don't know why it's the New York accent. She's cooking with the ass.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Yeah, but it's Joey's agent in France. That's what
it was. Oh, Joey!
Shall we?
I thought you were like, shall we? Shall we?
Show me how you cook with ass.
Shall we?
Oh, God. Even the things have just gone, what are you? Sure, women doing.
Like, just off the bloody scale, coming out of the laptop.
Well, we are back. I'm not even going to lie and say, because with previous podcasts, we've had costume changes to give off the illusion that it's a different day.
I could put my hoodie on.
I can be fucking arsed. Who cares? What does it matter?
Exactly. But I have limited clothes as well, so how do you know that it's not another day?
Exactly.
I do not shop.
It's different skins, like Fortnite.
That's very dramatic.
Yeah. Take my skin off. This is unnerving, because it's... It's just...
I feel like there should be someone there.
We were talking about... So anyway, hello, this is another something. We've had some KFC. And we're back and we were talking
Cheeky
about...
Bucket.
Because Anna, you said that... that what did you do? You wished that you didn't have the internet.
Oh...
For long.
What was I saying about it?
You wouldn't go out if you didn't. You don't want the internet, but in the same way, you wouldn't go out because the internet tells you how to live your life.
I don't think I'd function very well. Like, I definitely wouldn't go about. I don't think I'd do comedy because how do you get places? I just wouldn't not plan anything.
You'd have to. Something I often considered doing before I drove, but I never actually did, would be to tell the bus driver to let me know when my stop is.
Oh, see, that's quite nice.
So you'd have to do stuff like that, but you'd be... Like, I don't know whether you've had it in your life, but I don't know if it's like a country, like a little village thing, but in Cornwall, there'd always be some woman on the bus that would be all about the bus drivers. In fact, and your mum!
My mum!
When I first met you, you brought a bus driver.
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that. He's a coach driver. Is it the same thing? Right, is it the same thing? He left my mum. How did she meet him?
So
she
slept in your house.
Yeah, he was on my couch. And I had a lovely time. He came to watch two shows. And actually, did he see me on Back and Tails?
Yeah, because I met him.
Yeah, but I don't know whether he came after. Yeah. Did he watch the show?
But yeah, like, yeah. So is your mum one of those ladies?
Oh, 100%. She will chat to a wall. And she will chat to a bus, never mind the driver. But like,
she's not one of those ladies who take a break that I'm marrying a bus.
Where would they put the rings? Where would they put the exhaust?
You'd hope the exhaust. Oh, no, because he's not a human.
But is the exhaust the bumhole?
Never will he.
Will it? No, because it releases all the gas.
Oh,
what willies have you
long.
Been on? Bumholes don't tend to be long.
No.
You would hope. If your bumhole is long.
No. If your bumhole is long, please call.
Oh, wait,
999. Ask Anna.
Bumhole. Ask Anna. No. Ambulance, fire, lifeguard.
Sorry, we've eaten too much fried chicken.
I'm high on chicken.
So you wouldn't know. Well, yeah, but is your mum on a mobility scooter?
Yeah,
this is relevant to the story.
It's pushed right alongside the bus.
Well, no, it's because one thing that I always fascinated me about the ladies that tried to woo the bus gentleman was they were on two legs and their ability to, because they'd be standing right by the payment hole.
Yeah.
The gully, the bus driver's entrance gully.
Yeah.
The bus driver's sitting down.
Yeah, and they're so clinging on for dear life.
Sometimes they'd just be, it's like an extreme sport. They wouldn't even be holding on to a rail, and I'd be like, bloody hell, look at the calves on her.
And they're just swinging about, yeah, asking them what their favourite, like, drinks and shit are.
What gear do you like? It's your best gear. But your mum, at least she's got wheels.
Is a bike. No, she got like, no, so she, hers was on a coach, so that she was just sat at the front seat.
Oh, so she's not a regular bus, hers is all just coach.
Just coach. She's a fancy thing.
Yeah.
She's a lady.
Megabus? It was
Megabus. It was in Megabus and Oxford Express. Nothing like bougie, no tables. Like, straight up. But yeah. How did that happen? They were like talking on a bus, on the coach, wherever, down to London or something, or on the way back or something. And for some reason, my mum told him about the comedy or something.
No, the more concerning thing is, how did it get from that to him sleeping in your house?
I can't remember.
Never mind the comedy show. I think it was insignificant somewhere.
I think so he had a falling out with his partner or something. And so he was sleeping in his car, and my mum, and he'd come to watch me. I did a competition in Southport, and him and another coach driver friend came to. I know, the whole coach community behind me there, boys. I'm a coach girl.
Dave's coaches.
Dave's coaches. Oh, bloody love, God, this is.
Me too.
I was watching it over Christmas, and it's just like a big cuddle in it.
Another comedian said that it was just, I said how much I loved it once, and they just shut it straight down and was like, it was terrible. And I was like, it's not like the best, it's up there. Do you know what is very good? Have you watched, obviously This Country, that's one of my absolute favourites.
Bloody, I'm listening to autobiography at the moment.
I
don't know what that's coming to see.
I bought a book in paper. I've just not got the time to paperback it, because when I go to bed, me and my partner sleep at different times, so I need a Kindle because of the light.
Yeah.
But I, for some odd reason, bought it paper, like a paper book, so I haven't read it, but I read like the first page and thought, this looks brilliant.
It but, is so yeah. far. I've got the Audible. I haven't got the.
And is it her?
Yeah. And I
think
so
I might have
good.
To get that. But I had to stop listening to podcasts in the car because I just can't hear what people are saying properly. Really, with the driving and
and concentrate.
Yeah, I'd be like, before I knew it, I'd be on chapter 40.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't know what she'd been up to.
It could be anywhere. Exactly.
And lately, a good one is that I think has got those same silly, great vibes. Staffless.
I knew you were going to say that. Staffless flats. I am obsessed with it.
It's fantastic.
So the dynamic between Al and, I've forgotten her name, Al and the sister.
Yeah.
That's the girl for blonde one.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Sophia.
Al and Sophia, like, that's my favourite couple I've ever seen in a sitcom. When they're like, you know, when they're doing that showing, that viewing together around the house, and they're like, what's she do? She's like, hiding in the bed, like, rah, rah, rah. I can't.
And it's just such, like, you want a man to, you always want a man to find you funny, like Al finds
exactly.
her nonsense shit.
But he understands it and yeah. be like, when she's like, the kitchen is a bed, and he's like, and yeah, this could yeah, be like yeah. a pillow. So I'm like, imagine oh, yeah, if someone,
yeah,
like someone, like when you do your mind reading with me, if I could have that in like a partner. Will he be
what
my partner?
Reading?
When sometimes like I'll think like earlier with a pizza.
What chicken? Yeah, we've already failed.
You're reading someone else's mind. The man on the corner door.
Interference.
The Taekwondo children out there. Like, the ghosts. Like, but
what are you doing?
I'm having, there's a lot going on under this table. Too many feet.
Too many.
Too many feet.
The table. God, I've just got like 8 millimeters.
Like legs. Yeah. Oh, just still two legs, but just like just too many feet. What do I do with all these feet?
I love Katya.
Oh, she's cracking.
Well, Louise was showing me that her, because she goes, Natasha. Oh my god, why do I keep doing that? Natasha Dimitriou, is it?
Yeah.
Has a. So I introduced Louise. Oh, very good friend of comedian Louise Young.
Friend of the show.
She introduced... No, wait a minute. I introduced her to Stafflet's Flats.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Stafflet's yeah. Flats.
Why did I say
Stafflet's Flats? Stafflet's the Flats. Staff of the Flat.
I love season two, with the dad's relationship.
Oh!
With Steven.
Yeah! Oh, just
sorry,
so
this
sweet.
Is very niche if no one's watched it.
But if you have watched it, you'd be right on board.
Yeah.
And if you don't like Stafflet's Flats, what are you listening to this
yeah, yeah.
talk?
I saw the Gogglebox Christmas special, and no, I didn't. What did I watch?
What did you watch?
I watched Cruella,
the names.
The film, and
very similar.
Staff Jamie
is he in it?
He's hilarious.
Is he like serious in it? Like,
no,
what is he?
Is he
a Dalmatian or something? Like
yes.
everyone else, like a normal film.
Yes.
And then he's like painted, like a face painted.
No, he is. Because I told you it was like more fashion, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
So he is in charge of, I think it's Liberty Window Dresser.
Yeah.
So he's like this eccentric. Oh. He's fantastic in it.
I'm going to have to. He was in Audible Histories as well,
oh.
wasn't he? The film or something.
I didn't see that. He reminds me of the old Willy Wonka. His character.
What's his name? Giles? No, curly hair.
Giles?
Is that the
William
name?
Wonka.
William?
Is he not? Oh, it's Willy Wonka. No, it's Charlie. Little Charlie. Is...
No, the name of the actor,
exactly.
You dingbat.
Oh.
William. Wonka.
Oh, William. Oh, Wonka.
William.
Oh, I know who you mean. The actor.
Yeah, what's his name? Giles.
The old school one.
Yeah. What's not Johnny
Rotten.
Not Butterboy. It was bloody butts. Tuz.
Oh no. I meant to turn that bloody thing off. That's gonna be
sound. Is that humming?
Yeah. Do you reckon that'll be annoying? Fucking get
Can we
spend
just...
loads of
like a bag of...
Fucking, because it is hot, isn't it?
It is quite warm in here. It was nice when I went to the toilet and get back in. Like, getting off a plane and on holiday.
But we're in Oldham.
In a chicken room.
Shall I stop it?
Do you want me to go try? What do I do? Is it
oh,
that
no.
small alien looking thing?
Yeah. If you come across a small alien giving out, what's your foot? Giving out heat. That's the ticket. And then turn it to the zero. Oh my god.
So friendly looking.
I think I'm gonna tweet so every Thursday
yeah.
we all come out of our houses and clap.
They're turning the heater on.
Getting their sauce puns out. That heater looks like... Did you ever... I don't know whether this
Bash
is
not included.
Bash is not included?
Bash is not included.
What?
From that film, the little creatures.
What?
No.
I'm going to
Batteries not included.
I've never heard of that.
Oh my god, is it? It's from the 80s.
Oh my god, references. 2 decades before my time.
What, so what year were you born?
2000, I wish. 1993. You nearly punched my lights out at 2000.
1993? Can you tell me? Well, I can tell you actually. Fucking that's the year Jurassic Park come out.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why I've never really gotten into it? I like the music. Mew.
What's that from?
The Jurassic Park. Mew.
Not Mew. What were you saying? That you, it's because you're Welsh?
So, that heater, I don't know whether you haven't... Yeah, and I haven't seen any, but I don't know whether it's a Welsh thing or if it was a 90s noughties thing. In your parks, did you have bins that looked like frogs? Your slippery ears again.
Slippery ears. Bins that looked like frogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then their mouth... Sorry, that was me.
I think that was me. Kicking your jaw.
Bin. And someone throwing something in my...
Yeah, it was like a little green frog and like a little lovely big beefy boy and they have their mouth up, blah, with smiling.
That rings a bell, that does. Yeah. Oh, industrial in the outside or in your house?
Oh, in parks.
Yeah.
You'd walk past be little... You never see them anymore. What's the point of a boring black bin when you could have a frog?
Well, did you have frog Wellington boots as well?
No, but I would have right up my street. I wear them now on my many feet.
Yeah. I had a pair. Fell on a bonfire and the frogs, their mouths.
Were you wearing them?
Yeah, their mouths.
How you stood in a bonfire?
I slipped.
Like, what the hell?
The frog was just like, oh. Yeah, it's sad.
But were your feet not burned?
Oh no.
Oh,
this might be something that, you know, that I find out soon, because obviously. Now, I'm probably deaf with a head injury. Whereas in the future, I might be like, oh.
Where are my feet?
Yeah, my feet are more damaged. I've actually got frogs running the show down there. Frogs in my
stump. You take your sock off.
Yeah.
And like...
Just frogs just run free.
And no one's told you. And you thought this is the norm.
Yeah.
And you just like... Every night you get in, you take your socks off. Frogs scuttle out your socks.
My partner's like...
Up the walls.
That's with all these bloody frogs.
And he just feels too awkward now to tell you. It's been years. And at this point, he finds it quite comforting. He's like, oh, it's frog o'clock.
The kids will... Like, I often think of this. So, there's lovely walks by us, and they are fascinated by wildlife and all that, which is obviously great. But if they see a frog, well, I see a lot of frogs that have just been cooked in the heat, which is odd.
Oh.
But they're
by naturally, not people just.
Oh no, with magnifying glasses.
Thank God.
Oh, just people. No.
The game from Toy Story.
Oh.
Horrible. I'm sorry.
I had to leave the cinema. It was too much.
The original one.
Yeah, it's too much.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You know what I hated, that baby?
Yeah.
Horrible.
And Small Soldiers are the only films I've ever acted in. You know when the Barbies come alive at the end of their bloody sinister and horrible?
I've never seen it.
No, don't. I had to leave. I've watched a lot of films in my life.
Toy Story.
And Small Soldiers.
Cross the line.
Yeah, because everyone says three and then one. They always go, or one or and then three, the best Toy Stories.
Mm.
But for me, it's 3, 2, 1, 4. No, what? Wait a minute. 3, 2, 4, 1.
3, 2. Is 4 the one where they go to the nursery and that's
with a fork?
I haven't seen that one. Oh, no, I have seen that one. What's the one with the purple bag? Oh, my phone just vibrated on my bottom.
They're on mine as well.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all
right. Oh, you're welcome.
Where's my telephone?
Over there, in the recording.
No, that's my other telephone.
Too many phones.
Too many phones.
Oh, too many, many phones.
Where? By the bin.
Just in the bin. Where it belongs. So Toy Story, the purple bear, is that not three?
Oh no, that's three. That can fuck off.
Can it fuck off? I watched it. So I've quit the gym like a couple of months ago, but there was one room in the gym that had like a bike thing and a big cinema. So I have fond memories of watching that in the gym, just cycling along.
Well, that is something that would get me to the gym.
Lovely, like a little cinema room. And it was like, I don't like, it was all dark and stuff. So it was quite nice seeing like, you've not got those overstimulated bright lights, people around you sweating, grunting. Yeah. And stuff. Just sat quietly in the dark watching a film.
Which film you had?
No. There was one with, I don't know his name. I think he was in The Passion of Christ. And he Mel Gibson, and there's a scene. Is he passionate about Christ?
I think he's passionate about Christ.
I think he's very passionate about Christ. Oh, Mel Gibson. But I don't know what film it was, but there was something with like a goat's head on a plate, and I was just cycling in there, and I was like, you know what? I don't have to watch this.
No, why am I?
Why am I watching it? It was only like a quick scene, but I was like, you know what? That's enough for me to go home.
Oh, so you left the gym entirely because of Mel?
Yeah, bloody Mel and his goat plate. Goat head on a plate. What were you saying? So,
we still haven't said about the map.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, my gosh, so we were saying about the internet.
Oh, yeah. And then I said, because I've been doing comedy for far too long, and I should be far further along in my career.
Or behave. You're doing well, not behave, you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Be like, she thinks she should be further. I mean the other way, like, you're doing well and you're going to do even better. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
Anytime. Just not right now. Anytime.
But what was I saying?
So, the maps.
Oh, yeah. So, this is such an antique. How long it's taken. So, Google Maps didn't exist. So, I would have to get. Oh, wait a minute. It did exist.
So what were you doing?
It didn't exist on the telephone, but it existed in life.
So you'd like print off maps?
I didn't have a printer.
I thought I'd like
that. So I'd draw.
The whole map?
Yeah, I'd draw the map.
What, you'd start with a blank piece of paper?
Yeah.
Why are you acting like this is normal?
Well,
like
why would I start with a mappy bit of paper?
Can you start with a map, surely, and then draw your route? Like, over the pen on top of it, being like, I need to go this way. Not like, and we draw in mountains and like,
no, here's the services.
Some of them, I wonder, the bloody bus stop. Like, But what, so you, would you draw like little things on the way? Like if you were going up Newcastle, would you draw like the Angel of the North? Lovely details.
No, what I'd do was, I'd say, it was usually for gigs in London, I would look at the map, see the nearest tube station.
Yeah.
And then I'd draw the tube station. Then I would go...
in detail. The tiles, the little people that work there.
Yeah. And I'd say if the road to where I needed to get to was, I don't know, Southern Wench Road. I'd go Southern Wench Road and then draw the road. And then I needed to turn off at... Widgie place.
Widgie place.
Like,
I feel like I'm in London though. I believe you. If you're like,
Widgie.
Can't move for widgies in London. Too many widgies.
Too many widgies. Sorry.
As you should be. We've spoken about this. Not the witches.
So I was going to say, too many MCs, not enough mics, and then I realised that was it was from the Fugees album, and probably when you were born.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, that would be a wasted words to say. So then I panicked and went, too many witches.
But you could have said that, and I would have thought, wow, that's really clever. No, I wouldn't. I didn't know it. But if you said, yeah, but I would have thought you'd written it. And I would have been like, wow. Could have sped it.
Let's go back.
Go back. Too many Michaels.
Maybe it's not even from that. I don't know. But, yeah, so I draw out the map.
Do you have any of them still? Would you keep them?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, do you know what I did find over Christmas was I used to love football and I used to really like John Barnes.
I'm not going to pretend I know. No. Is he from Yorkshire?
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why do I know that?
I feel like he's from... I want to say Barnsley, but
Barnsley.
It's because it's called Barnes. I've got confused. Yeah, that was terrible.
John Barnsley.
So I loved him, and then I wrote a letter. So basically, I went home for Christmas. I found that in my childhood bedroom there's a letter with my address on it. So I was like, what's that? So
then Did he write to you?
No, I opened it up. It was me pretending to be John Barnes, writing to myself.
What did you say?
I took a photo of it.
So did you post it through your...
Well, it didn't have a stamp on it. It just had, my name and address.
No, but you posted it through your postbox.
Probably, got on my bicycle, went round, posted it, and ran back.
And watch this.
Yeah, my mum's like, oh, my letter's come. I'm like... Bloody hell. And he hasn't used a stamp. He must be local.
Just pop a pass. Yeah. I'm going to fish and chip shop. Oh, Harriet Road. Pop a letter in for her.
Yeah, it just said, hi, Harriet. I just want to thank you for the goal that you scored.
In his game.
See, that's where it's all, because I've inceptioned myself, haven't I? So I've wanted John to thank me but I'm not admitting that I am me.
No.
But he's thanking me. The way I must have angled it is that he has heard. So my goal
was... grapevine.
Yeah, my goal has been at such...
You know what, before I met you, I was like, that Harriet Dyer. And then when I met you, I was like, are you the one who scored that goal? Harriet, I'm going to take this moment to thank you for scoring that goal.
Who do you mean, you ball, John Barnes?
Actually.
Hot feet Dyer. Scoring the goal. Oh, Cyprius. Oh, God.
Slippery, you know what they say about slippery ears.
Oh.
Have we been greased? Have we been greasing your ears?
Yes, I don't need to grease them.
I'm putting the chicken fat on them.
I think they cooked the chicken in my ears. That's why it took so long.
Exactly. That's why you popped outside to get it, really. You're cooking them out there.
Oh, it's about the one out of fucking rigmarole.
What?
Well, that I had to say. And now I realise, Anna's helped me realise why there's been such confusion, why I've got so angry at the delivery drivers, when I'm saying very clearly, do not go to Texaco Garage, you've gone too far. Although, when some people I know come to Barking Tales the first time, they went to Texaco Garage and they went in, they saw a car wash and thought, I bet Harriet would have a show in there. Went to go there. And then my friend goes, oh, I just saw a yellow smart car, assumed it would be yours, and then just carried on going to the car wash.
I'm thinking you'd be like,
yeah,
in the middle of spinning around, hanging off of the spinning things. Yesterday I went to the shop. And,
I'm just
my
so
mother-in-law.
Overly lathered. So I say, excuse me, I get leave specific instructions on the list, and then on the when I order food, and but then we realised, didn't we, that I've actually been sending that message to the kitchen instead of the delivery driver.
I just keep thinking of it, of them reading it, being like, don't go to Texaco Garage. like is it an omen or something? Like yeah, a conspiracy theory. They're like, don't go to Texaco Garage.
You say it three times.
Don't go.
Just
Texaco.
Look in the mirror and say, don't go to Texaco. Don't go to
Texaco. And then you turn into a Texaco Garage. Is that what happens in Canada? No.
No, that what will happen
Texaco.
Is you will be, you know, like in Stranger Things where you're in the upside down.
Yeah.
Well, this will be you'll be inside my ear.
Inside your ear. Yeah. Flopping about in that chicken
remember
grease.
Remember those things that used to be outside shops and they were like, it looked like...
With the guide dog. Sometimes they'd be next to a guide, like a guide dog thing, and then a swirly...
Oh, someone's chained their dog up.
Yeah, sometimes. There was always a dog chained up to it. No, there'd be like
a model of a guide.
Yeah.
And some bastard robbed one of them in Cornwall, the whole thing.
How didn't people spot him?
Don't know.
Must have thought we were just blind for this dog.
It was just cold weather. The dog is frozen. Like, but the like it was like a trippy, you know, like in Jungle Book with the snakes, aren't
they? Yeah.
It was like that. But you put a penny. You put your penny.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm on about.
Yeah, sometimes there'd be a guide dog attached to them.
See, that's where I'm at. That's where I end the...
Or maybe they're separate things.
Yeah, they're separate.
Oh, yeah, there's like a guide dog model thing that you could put a coin in, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And I've just... And one of those big swirly things.
Yeah. But that's like the inside of my ears.
Yeah, I did mean to tell you about that. I was hoping you noticed the inside of yours, but like,
I'm worried about that.
That's why I'm glad you're wearing those head things, because I was going to get hypnotised every time I looked at it. I just want to put a coin in it. Didn't you notice me throwing pennies?
If you could do your KFC order again, would you go with the same stuff?
I reckon so. I might even go for bone chicken.
I mean,
so
instead of on the bone.
Yeah, no, we were boneless, and I want bone.
Yeah.
I'm a rubbish vegetarian.
Are you a vegetarian?
Sometimes.
I'm the same.
But I think I'd go, so I'd gravy, I'd stick with that. I really like the bit in the bone, so I think I would have a bit more of that.
I don't think I'll ever eat bones again after our conversation. Was that on here?
What was the bones?
Or off?
That speaks so much about bones. It could be any conversation with me.
But it was awful.
What was it?
But you know when people eat all the meat off
I don't think that was on you. No, I was saying about, I can't remember how, but talking about eating it without foofs and just putting the chicken in the foof and then pulling it out. And it's
oh, well, I know. though, because you said, like, yeah, because you said that you didn't want to eat, because you didn't get the bone chicken, just in case you were spraying your juices everywhere,
just looking foul and pulling chicken out my mouth.
Exactly. So I said, well, the only way I'd be bothered would be if you
stuck it up my minge pulled it out clean.
I'd be like, fucking hell.
Would you not be slightly impressed? Like, clean, not a bit of gristle.
I don't think there's much gristle.
Does the bits at the end that are like...
Oh, cartilage.
Is that what that is?
I think so. I'm sorry, do you know what? If there was a group of us, maybe I could let it pass, but if just me and you and you're just fucking doing that...
But I wouldn't be weird about it, so I wouldn't be looking at you...
dead in the eye.
Across the table.
Thank you, Lord, for small mercies. Yeah, you're like Coyote Ugly.
What, playing music?
Yeah. Bit Leanne Rye.
Can't find the moment, like, squatting with bloody chicken on you.
I'm just going on
You had a busy day, Anna. And I'm like, oh, could you use more gravy? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, bloody hell.
Blimey, O'Reilly. Do some ASMR. Worst comes to worst.
That's what it would be.
Yeah, just whisper into the mic.
So, Anna, what are you up to the rest of the week?
I don't know.
This is definitely your one. It tastes like perfume.
Oh, that'll be my Body Shop one that everyone keeps talking shit about.
I'm fucking being it.
What flavour is it?
Musk.
No.
Old musk.
You're another person. You're the third person to talk shit about this perfume. So I wore it to work and, like... Just
96% ingredients are of natural origin. What the fuck is this? Toxic waste. Oh, no.
Vanilla. Oh, I mean,
it's squeak there. That's the car air freshener, that is.
Yeah. So I wore it to work, and one of the girls in there was like, they didn't say it to me, but they were like, it smells like someone spilt like fabric conditioner. And then I was like saying that to Annabelle, because I brought it out, like I was with her, and then I was like, does this smell like things? She was like, absolutely, like that, just that is awful.
It's the little tree air freshener.
Exactly. Oh, I thought it was lovely, because actually now I smell it like that, it doesn't, it smells the same. I feel like I've been catfished through the nose.
Catfished.
I just thought it'd be,
so
like,
what did you see it as?
I thought it'd be like nice vanilla, like, not sensual, but you know what I mean, like earthy and nice, and ooh, who's she, vanilla girl, ooh, lovely, like, you know what I mean. And because I've got another perfume, and I thought that's got vanilla notes, so I thought that would bring it out. So when I don't want to bring my perfume out, but I'll top it up with a bit of vanilla, but really I smell like fucking Febreze apparently.
Well, that's it. So you were hoping to sound like a cornetto, smell like a cornetto.
Yeah, exactly.
Or milkmaid.
Mysterious little milkmaid. Could someone smell dairy?
But instead, yeah.
Bloody fabric conditioner.
Smell like car.
Car tree.
And not car door.
Write that down right now.
Right. Shall we take you home?
I reckon so. Shall we? Thank you.
For joining us on what this is and what this shall become.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.